hard work cannot be separated from success. And when I say success, I mean sustained success. You can have a blip or a moment. That for me doesn't define success. Hard work and success, sustained, go hand in hand.
That, my friends, is the unmistakable voice of comedian Trevor Noah, and he'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff.
We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Quammen. Most of you know me as Equal Man. As you know, this podcast is designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that is in all of us. And I can't thank you enough because there's moments. I had a moment this week which was amazing, and all you parents are going to be able to relate to this. But I've also some question, like, can a podcast work if it's not me, 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 if I'm not swearing, if I'm not using vulgar language, if I'm not getting in people's face? If your Christian faith is out there. And so it's a common question I always ask myself, can that be successful? And you guys have proven it can. So thank you so much for your support. And the reason I talk about it here today is because I'm going to send a clip. You're going to listen to a clip right now, actually. We're going to listen to a clip. It's because you might not think that your kids are listening to you, but they certainly are. They're seeing what you're doing, and sometimes they parrot what you do. And so that's what happened to me this week. I walked into my kids' room where they have their desks when they're virtual learning. And I walk in and I can hear my 8-year-old doing her version of a Super You podcast for one of her heroes, Colombian artist and singer Shakira, Shakira, Shakira. But we're just going to play a quick clip of this. I'm not going to play it too long because I know parents are like, check out my kid, listen to this. But anyways, it warmed my heart. And the reason I'm playing it for you is because it's a big thank you to all of you saying that you can do this kind of the quote unquote right way. So I hope you enjoy this listen, and then we'll get into our Super You podcast today, which is with Trevor Noah.
Welcome to the Super You podcast. Today we have a little surprise here. Today, instead of Eric Quammen, the host, it's Katia Quammen, the daughter version. And today we're having 7 super tips on Shakira. Do you hear that song? That's one of her songs, and it's my favorite. So stay here for 7 super tips from Shakira. Bum, 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 bum. Number 1, do you like singing more in English or in Spanish?
Gotta respect the sound effects. She's working on a low budget. She's working on a low budget. That's gummy bears and unicorns and slime. So she's working on a low budget. So give her some credit for that. But we want to get into Trevor Noah. And so here we are with tip number 1.
In Africa, names have meanings, and not just a meaning behind the name, but rather the intention that oftentimes your parent has for you is conveyed in the meaning. My mother called me Trevor because she didn't want to give me a name that she felt would define my path. She didn't want to give me a name that would in some ways prophesy my end. And ironically, at that time, in where we lived, Trevor wasn't a common name. So calling me Trevor made me, in a tiny way, exceptional. She wanted me to have the opportunity to be everything that I could or would want to be. And in a strange way, that's what came to be in my life.
Go mom. But a little background on Noah. So he is from South Africa, and he reveals in his book, Born a Crime. And so highly recommend this book. My wife turned me on to this book. It's a fascinating read. So it's called Born a Crime. But the reason it's called Born a Crime, because Noah was literally born a crime. His birth was illegal, because at the time in South Africa, mixed race marriages were not only frowned upon by the ruling government, but they were outlawed. So interracial sexual relations and marriages only became legal after Noah's birth. And so imagine the environment that he had to deal with growing up. So check out more of it in the book, but just it's amazing how far he's been able to come through some dire circumstances. So here we are again, Go Mom. Here we are with tip number two.
I was probably really young when I first discovered it. The earliest memory I have of a joke landing was a physical joke. I was in primary school. I was really young and I was in the school play and I played a tortoise and I did something. I think I was walking up the stairs and I did like a really funny stumble step thing and looked at the audience and it floored them and it wasn't in the script and it wasn't. And that was like the first moment where I was like, man, did you just see that? And people thought I really fell. And then I never knew whether I should tell them or not. That was like a, you know, cause I did it in every subsequent play, but every audience thought I fell. And so I was just like, this is magic. I can get people to think that I'm falling every time. And I guess that was a moment where I let go of my ego and went, I'll make the people laugh. I don't care what they think.
Noah turned that fall into opportunity. That's what being flossom's all about, right? People don't love us because we're perfect. They love us because we're perfectly flawed. And more times than not, when something happens or occurs, we think it's happening to us, we actually can judo flip it and turn it into an advantage. Interesting enough, I don't know why this conjured up in my mind, but when I heard fall and mistake, and so I worked at a movie theater in high school. And as an usher, you have to walk down to the front, do a circle and walk down one aisle, up the other. So you're kind of checking with the flashlight, seeing everything's okay. And the other usher, Ken, the wild man Ferlin, who's now a colonel. Actually, he's a colonel. Colonel in the Air Force now, which is amazing that he's risen so high in the Air Force. But he was walking down the other way. It's dark. I'm walking down this way. We're both looking at the screen. Didn't realize we were both crossed at the same time. Actually hit each other and fell down. And then the whole audience laughed, hurt like the Dickens, to be honest. But then we realized, why don't we do that every movie? Act like it was a mistake. We didn't mean to bump each other. But then we said, every movie, let's do the fall. Let's go do the fall. So to kind of give a little more entertainment to the audience. So hopefully that was the case, that they found it enjoyable. I actually just saw Colonel Ken a couple weeks ago, and he's working out of the Pentagon now. But amazing what he's been able to do. So thanks for everything you do for our country, Colonel Ken. And here we are with tip number three.
From the time I was born, my movement was restricted because I grew up in a country where the mere fact that my parents were a mixed couple meant that I was born a crime. I'm someone who has been forced to live between the lines when it comes to color, when it comes to race, when it comes to identity. I am someone who has had to learn how to, in essence, change what people see to better get them to a more comfortable place. And that's something that I don't think I ever thought of as a gift when I was growing up. Just the ability to see the outside world beyond yourself and try to, in some way, make yourself accessible to that outside world.
There's a key word in there. Feel free to go back and re-listen to it, but there's a key word that pops out in there, and that word is gift. So he's talking about all the struggles, and then he realizes it's a gift. Words matter. Words matter in how we talk to ourselves. And so if you're faced with a challenge, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, but look at the challenge. All of us have a challenge right now. Whatever that main challenge is in front of you, just for this week, take that word challenge and say, this isn't a challenge. This is a gift, and I'm going to unwrap it. Speaking about unwrapping, let's move on to tip number four.
One thing my mom has done that I never take for granted is she has never quantified her love for me by what I do, but rather by who I am. And so, you know, when I got the Daily Show, everyone said, oh, your mom must be excited. And I was like, yeah, she's excited in that I can pay the rent, but she doesn't get excited for the things I do outside. You know, she doesn't go, oh, you got that job, so I'm happy for you. You got that magazine cover, I'm happy for you. She rather judges me by how I make people feel. So if she meets someone and they go, hey, your son, we enjoyed his comedy, or as a family, you know, we're going through an issue and then we read his book and we enjoy that. That's what she grades me on. So I've been lucky in that I'm not chasing a fame to try and get to a place where my mother is more proud of me. She was proud of me when I was born, and that's the greatest gift my mom gave me, is that she chose me.
Who over what? Who over what? Bottom line is, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Here we are with tip number 5.
I started doing stand-up as a hobby. I still do it as a hobby. You know, I always say to people, I go, it's a hobby I get paid to do, which is what everyone should try and do in their lives. So, yeah, you know, The Daily Show was a blessing I could have never dreamed for.
How'd it come about? Like, what was the...
It was crazy. Jon Stewart saw my clips, you know, and luckily, unlike yourself, was like, yeah, I can mess with this light-skinned dude.
Yeah, what are you doing, Jon Stewart?
And he called me and was like, yo, man, you should come hang out at the show. I see what you do. I like what you're doing. Come hang out. We hung out, we connected as people, we got along really well, we share our views, but in different ways. We come from different backgrounds, obviously. And then John said, let's do this on the show. These conversations, let's try have this on the show. And then we did it on the show. And he said, we should have another one on the show. And we did that, and we said, with another one. I was like, this is fun. We should do this forever. And he's like, all right, I'm out. I'm retiring. I'm
out.
There you go. And then, yeah, and then it was a discussion between Comedy Central, you know, and obviously John had input, and he threw my name into the hat. He was like, I think you should try this random kid that nobody knows. My father's name couldn't be on my birth certificate because then the jig would be up. I couldn't live with my mom legally because according to the laws of the country, my race wasn't one that matched hers. I would be lying if I didn't credit everything I am today to my mother. My mother said, yes, I'm being oppressed. But while I'm waiting for that oppression to end, or while I'm fighting against it, I will also find ways to improve myself beyond the scope of what I've been told I can or cannot do. And so my mother forced me to see worlds that she never knew I may have access to. You know, my mother drove me to areas that were reserved for white people. She made me look at rich people's houses, because you cannot dream or aspire to something if you don't know that it exists.
Well, Noah certainly hit all of his dreams. He's the most successful comedian in Africa. And here we are with tip number 7.
Hard work cannot be separated from success. And when I say success, I mean sustained success. You can have a blip or a moment. That for me doesn't define success. Hard work and success, sustained, go hand in hand. What I feel happens a lot of the time is, as people, we work hard at the thing that we're not good at. And I think that is sometimes an energy that gets lost. I've always worked in a space where I enjoy what I'm doing, and I work hard on what I love doing and what I'm good at. And so I'd rather focus on that. And that way, most days don't feel like work, most challenges don't feel like obstacles, and most successes feel in many ways like a reward for doing what I believed I was meant to do.
What a great 7th tip. Hard work works. Bottom line is, hard work works. The key, as Noah indicates, is to do something that doesn't feel like work. Do something that you love, and don't waste your time on a weakness. That's what we talk about when it comes to strengths. We talk about digital leadership. It's about taking that weakness and just making it so it's not a liability. It's not taking that weakness and making it a strength. It's making it so it's not a liability and spending the majority of your time, 80% of your time, on honing your craft, honing that strength, honing that gift. So I hope you're developing your gifts. I hope you're unlocking and unleashing that superpower that's within you. I hope this show is helping you out. Thank you for all the reviews that you're posting. Those are a huge help because they help others discover the show. And they need it the most, the people that haven't discovered the show. And so thank you for all those reviews. And we want to give those a shout out that have done these reviews. So we want to make sure that we're sprinkling some love back to you. So we're going to read just one review here today. We're going to do it each and every show. So if you post a review, you got the chance for us to read your name off. And so keep those reviews coming in.
This is Anna Maria from Ecoman Studios with today's Super You podcast review. Today's review comes from Digital Modernization. Great energy and insight. Eric brings an incredible amount of energy to this show that, along with the content, makes each and every episode worth listening to. Thanks for your review, Digital Modernization, and thanks for listening to the Super U podcast. We'd love to hear from you as well, so write your review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the Super U podcast.
Thank you, Anna Maria, and thank you, Digital Modernization, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to today's Super U podcast. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Audible. You can listen and do whatever the heck you want. You can listen to a book and do what you want. I'm listening right now to one of my friends, funny guy, very insightful, Scott Galloway. Some of you know him as Prof. G, but I'm reading The Four. You can listen to any book on Audible. You can listen to my new book, The Focus Project. I read it myself, actually. So if you can't get enough of this voice, you can go check it out on Audible. Big thanks also to producers of this show, the great team here at Equal Man Studios. You got Jake Brin, Savannah Pettinger, and also Kelsey Gomez. So thank you for all that you do. But I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're unlocking and unleashing that superpower on the world. And until next time, this is your host, Equal Man, reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super,
super you.